The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is, believe it or not, June 23rd, 2016, and we have a very special show that we're launching today, and it's called 5 for 15. We are going to give you the biggest 15 minutes of your life you've ever heard, and we wanted to do this show mainly because we know there's a lot of people in their car going to work that are not real happy with what they do. Maybe you had something at home with your wife or your girlfriend, or, you know, unfortunately one of your kids got sick and threw up on your best suit. All these things that kind of set you off. You're on the road, you're not thinking the way you should be, and you're going somewhere you don't want, that you don't like, obviously. But we're going to give you at least something to think about for either half the day or a whole day, and we are going to hit you like you got whacked with a concrete slab, okay? My guest today is our good friend, Adam T. Glass, and we're debuting the show today, and he is who I want to debut the show with because we just got off one just now called The Tipping Point, which will be up shortly, and I wanted to launch this today with him. So, Adam, welcome to 5 for 15, brother.
Man, thank you for having me out for this first show today, Eric.
This is awesome. We're going to talk about what the secret is. And the secret is, what is the secret to your life? What is it you need to do to get your life back on the rails? Because there's so many people out there that just have gone off the rails and can't get back on. So, Adam, what do you think, man? I mean, I'm driving to work now. Hopefully within the next 5 minutes of this show, you're clutching the wheel with both hands because we're talking right to your brain. The intensity is like off the charts, and if you're not paying attention, you're going to drive off the road, and we don't want that. So tell me the secret. What is the secret of life to happiness, to rolling with it? Go.
I'll say this, man. This is what I know to be true. The first thing you need to have is you need to have vision. Where are you going with your life? If you currently feel like you just wake up and go to work and that's it, it tells us that you may have lost your vision. The second thing right off the bat that I know is it's going to be decisions. Why aren't you doing what you want to do? If you have these ideas in your head of how life's supposed to look, then are you actually deciding to go get them? Wanting is not deciding. I want a bunch of things. I want a piece of bacon right now. But unless I decide to go make it, I'm going to get it. And the third piece, the most important piece, is action. All right. Now, action without vision might be drudgery, and action without a decision might be a lot of waste. But you can have all the vision in the world, and you can be as decided as all hell. If you won't act, it won't matter. So vision, decision, action. There's probably a whole lot more to it, but those are the three that I understand that will make a substantial difference today. It can start right now today.
Yeah, and it's like this. What are you going to do today after you listen to this show? Seriously, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and nod while you're driving or say, these guys are right on point, or are you going to say, these guys are off their friggin' beam here? I got news for you. These are the important things that most people avoid. Stop avoiding life. Life is great. Life can change. Hey, we all know. Snap your fingers, your life can change. Good, bad, whatever. However you want it portrayed is going to be how it's going to be. And I can't emphasize enough. You know, everybody's looking for the magic bullet. Let's face it, honestly, we all, like Adam just said, there's a lot of things he'd like. He'd love to have a piece of bacon. But you know what? If you're not going to pull the pan out, you're not going to take the bacon out of the refrigerator, you're not going to peel it off another piece, put it in your pan and cook it. Well, it ain't going to cook on its own, is it? And that's the way most people are in. They're in neutral. You live your life in neutral. And you take the shit that is constantly thrown at you, and most people don't know what to do with it. Because You've been taught a certain way. You've been taught that you do it this way, you do it that way, and you know what? The rest of the time is yours. So you go home at night, you're dead tired because you're not feeling it. You have no passion. You have nothing that's making you dig deep. That's one of the biggest things. You need to go out and do something that you've never done before. You need to experience not only the joy of it, but the pain of it. And when people talk to me and say, Eric, how have you done so well? What's the secret? I said, there is no secret other than working your ass off, like Adam said, a vision. You have to have a vision, whether it's short range for a few things, complete them, become successful at it, or long range. Where am I going to be in 2 years? What do I want to do along the way? It's like building a set of stairs. I always equate it to building. If you ever go to Iceland and you go to Dritvik or any of these places, you'll see there's parts of these, they're mountainous regions that have decayed in some parts and still are there. There will be stairs all the way up to where you got to get to, and they're thin and they're small, and you could fall down them and break your goddamn neck. But you know what? The secret is to persist, to keep pushing no matter what. No matter who doesn't believe in you, no matter who criticizes you. So what if they knock you back 3 stairs, man? If you don't fall back on your head and crack the fucking thing open, you get back up and you move. That's what it's about. Move. So the secret is, just like Adam said, take action. Well, I don't know how to do that. Well, now this is where you start making goals, small goals. Start achieving them. Get out like I did the other night in 103 degrees. Get your fat ass out there and get moving. I'm telling you right now, you do things like that, I guarantee you, you're going to succeed. And anything in life takes time to build. Days, months, years, decades. Those are the secrets. You're not going out and buying somebody's package for $5,000. Are you going to use it? I hope you would. But chances are you're going to make them rich. You're still not going to find out the secret. All right? And then you're going to say, oh, shit, I don't know what I'm doing again. Well, I got news for you. I found this with people, especially the good ones in this industry. They're usually the ones that aren't braggers. They're usually the ones that, as my chiropractor used to call me, silent strength. They're usually the ones that don't want the notoriety. But when you go to people like that, they hold the key. The secret, you call it, huh? It is the key. The key is to learn how to do things, how to function. How to think, all right? Use that matter between the 6 inches between your ears. Think. All right, Adam, go ahead. I want you to keep going. Go.
So let's go back and let's talk about the difference of a couple things. People say, I need a plan. No, you don't. Yep. You need a vision. All right?
Yep.
A plan is a how-to. A vision is where you're going. All right? People say, but I've made up my mind. So you're decided. Then why are we still talking about it? Ah,
yep.
Because we're not decided. It's still on your mind. And let's talk about action real quick. The first rep will always be the worst rep. There is nothing to be gained in the majority of events that are occurring in people's lives for to wait. If you listen to people nowadays, they're always waiting for the next, oh, I'm waiting to start this and I'm waiting to start that. Why are we waiting?
Yep.
Here's a thought I want you to have. All right. Something happens. Now you're new at it. How long are you going to be new? That's going to be up to you. All right. The jump from new to good, that's in your hands. What about the jump from good to great? That's in your hands. What about great to masterful? All in your hands. So here's the deal. Repetition is what teaches us the most. Getting out and making attempts is what is where we truly learn. So here's what I know. I know that whatever it is that you want to do, you can take your first shot today. Even if you had a goal of becoming an astronaut and you were 45, guess what? We could take action today that moves you in that direction. Are you physically fit? Are you reading? How's your mathematics, right? So here's what I want you all to understand. If you can see something for yourself, then you can decide to go get it. And once you decide to go get it and you start taking action, you'll then be able to discover what your best path is to it. Hey, you know what? Your path, it might be three times longer than the person that you first saw do something or the first time it occurred to you. But then again, it might be half as long. Maybe you're better than you think you are. We don't even know yet because you haven't decided where you're going and you haven't done anything yet. Mm-hmm. So those three things, drill that into your head. Vision, decision, action.
Yeah, and you know what the thing is, Adam? In today's world especially, most people underrate themselves.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's totally like that. And they don't want to be better than anybody else now because you're taught that you don't want anybody to feel bad. You don't want anybody to have their feelings hurt.
Let me tell you something, Eric. Unequivocally, yeah. I am better than some people. I am better than rapists. I am better than junkies. I am better than thieves. Okay? I'm better than crooks.
Yep.
And so are you. And you know, get it out of your head, I'm not better than anyone. Sure you are. There are plenty of people out there that are not pulling their fucking weight. And you better believe that I am better than someone who won't pull their fucking weight.
That's right. And not only that, man, you know, it's the same way with athletics. There's always going to be somebody better. But you know what? That's good if they're better. But you know what? My measuring stick is on everybody now. How long can you hang around and be the best you can be? Because a lot of times better does not last long. Because here's the deal. They don't have the heart and they don't have the mental tenacity. And you know what? I'd rather have players that have tenacity and are good players. Maybe they're not the superstars on the team, but you're going to get a hell of a lot more leadership, mileage, and obviously the ability to do what they need to do on the field. That's the way it is. And the problem we face today, and this goes for most people, is this. You keep underrating yourself, you keep berating yourself, and the next thing you know, here we are again. How do I know? What? Tell me, what is your secret? Why did you succeed? Why did you do this? Well, let's just start off, for instance, besides the three valuable lessons Adam's given you. How about just going out and trying something? How about stop being afraid that you're going to fail every time? Stop worrying about public opinion. When you can get away from that, when someone says something to you like, hey, you're not making it, or, you know, why you want to try that? You know, you're going to fail anyways. Look them dead in the eye and say, I will not fail. I am going to go out, put my friggin' feet into the cold water, and I'm going to get this thing no matter what. These are the things that I don't know if I'd even call them secrets. This used to be common sense, but you're taught now the complete opposite of common sense. So when you decide to really go out and find the secret of life, the secret of how to be successful, you've got all the tools inside you to find it. But what you got to do is remove those layers of garbage that you've dumped on yourself for the last 25 years. And that's a hard sell because we as human beings like to be comfortable. We don't like pain. I can't speak for Adam, but I can pretty much guess. I don't give a shit about pain. Throw all the pain you want at me. Throw all the hardship you want at me. Because you know what? I've gotten to the point in my life now where, you know what? I don't expect not getting that shit now. You know why? Because I want to beat the snot out of it. When I say dominate, obliterate, and dent, I'm not kidding you when I say that. I mean that wholeheartedly. Adopt these principles. Adopt, we'll call them secrets. Adopt these secrets in your life. I promise you, you'll be like a tornado. Adam, give us everything. We're near the end, but we just shot out. We blew the cannonball right over the bow of the friggin' ship. Let's keep rolling, brother.
Man, I'll say this, is that if you do know what your vision is and you'd like to share it with somebody, you want to tell somebody about it, email me. Tell me your vision. Tell me how you've decided you're going to go get it. Because the problem you might have might just be you don't have the right vehicle to get there, and I can help you with that. But at the end of the day, I know this. No one can help you but you. No one can help you but you. No one can help you but you. This is why motherfuckers win the lotto and are broke in 5 years. This is why there are people who lose everything and are multimillionaires 5 years later. This is why there are people who grow up in the worst neighborhoods and they come out and yet they're incredible parents and can contribute to a community. And there are those that are raised in the best situations who don't love themselves and they're a miserable piece of shit. Okay, you are the only one who can change your life. And I hope that Eric and I can convince you to even one fucking degree that only you are responsible for where you're at. It's not your mom. It's not your dad. It's not your husband, your wife, your daughter, your kids. It's not your boss. It's not your pastor. It's not your professor. It's not your next door neighbor. Okay, all of the problems you have been brought into your life by you in some way, which means that every problem you're currently facing, you have an opportunity to do something about it. And don't ever think you're going to have a problem-free life. What you get to do is you get new problems.
Yep.
Because let's face it, if I did call you today and said, I'm going to give you $2 million, well, you're going to have a new problem. You're about to pay taxes on being given $2 million. That's a hell of a better problem, isn't it, guys? So check this out. There'll always be problems, but you're the one who can change it. So, Eric, that's it for me. AdamTGlass00@gmail.com. Write me, guys. Tell me what you want. Let's see if I can help you get it.
And don't forget to go out to Fiorella Barbell Co. and fill out the – give us your email address and get the free ebook. That's what you want, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, just like we talked here. Also, go out to motivationmuscle.com/category/podcast. You'll go out and listen to the biggest content of anybody out there. And as we sign off today, and I want to thank Adam for being my first guest here on the launch of 5 for 15. Look, you got the ability to go do it. Go kick the world right in its ass. Have a great week, everybody, and we will have a new show very shortly. Please leave us comments. Go out to Fiorella Barbell at NICAP.R.com or leave a comment on Motivation and Muscle. We want your feedback on this show, and we appreciate you, and you learn to appreciate yourself. Have a great day, everybody, and
thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.